The best uninterrupted full match coverage of every Bradford City game. This is Pulse 2. Match day live.
Right, let's hear from the City manager, Mickey Collins, joins us. Before the game, he said it'd be bitterly disappointing if we lost tonight. So how are you feeling now, Michael?
Kind of both, really. I'm disappointed by the fact that we're out of the competition, but I'm actually quite pleased with the performance. I thought we asked different things of the lads tonight off the back of Saturday. I said after the game against Barnsley that I'd already identified areas that we needed to improve on. I thought we did that tonight. I thought we dominated the game for large spells and we created plenty of chances, and it's just one of them nights that you kind of, when you strip it down, you actually score from the hardest chance of the night, which is, you know, a 30-yard strike from Luca. We've had some clear-cut opportunities and that was one thing that we worked on, but there's a way of doing it as well. There's got to be a control to it, because if you're controlled, you get the opportunities to create more and more chances. And I've had a look at the stats already, and you know, we've had, I think it's something like 19, 20 shots on target.
Yep, 10
shots
on target,
and 10 on target. Yep. So, you know, things that I said after the game that we needed to rectify, we've done that. But unfortunately, we've not won a football match, and that's what it comes down to. You judged on the fact of winning football matches, and tonight we've not got the result, but the performance gives me a lot of heart to build from. And I saw a lot of positives individually and collectively. So, yes, we'll dust ourselves down, we'll take it on the chin, but we'll go down to Southend confident. And when we get time to reflect and show the lads some of the positives, you know, that I'm sure they'll feel the same way, because there's a disappointed dressing room in there because they want to win. But on the night, when you miss chances like we have, I thought we could have won 3 or 4 games with the chances that we had. These things happen.
5 changes tonight. Would you change that, or were you happy with the team you put out tonight?
No.
I mean, you kind of answered it with the performance, but we wanted to get through, didn't we?
Yeah, of course we did. I understand that these competitions are important for the club from a business point of view, and they're also important from a morale point of view with the lads, because we wanted to have a cup run, you know, potentially get yourselves to a big club or get a big club back to Valley Parade. But not meant to be. But, you know, as disappointed as I am, like I say, I try and look at the positives, and tonight I saw a lot more positives in that performance than I did off the back of the Shrewsbury win or the Barnsley game at the weekend. So
we created much more, didn't we? But I guess you would expect that against the League Two side.
Yeah, well, you can only play against what you can play against, and we asked them, you know, we had a clear plan of how we intended to create chances tonight, and we've done that, you know, and we did it over a sustained period, and we dominated for large spells. But as I say, chances, they make the difference in games, and when they've scored their one against the runner play a little bit, it takes the wind out of your sails. We answered back in the perfect manner from Luca, and in the end, you know, those chances have come back to bite us, and it's disappointing. I'm disappointed for the players more than anything, because, as I say, we worked on a few bits and they've gone out there tonight and they've tried to execute that, and we dominated the game for large spells. But, you know, it's about winning, so we are disappointed, but they'll be confident off the back of the performance when we show them little clips that we've worked on and that they need to build on, and off the back of that we'll go down to Southend, as I say, full of confidence to get 3 points.
Are you confident, and a lot of people saying, well, we need a new striker, we're missing chances, are you confident we've got the personnel in the building to go forward from here and take those chances?
Yeah, I am. Obviously, as I've said all along, if there's somebody out there that we identify that can come in and strengthen the group, we'll certainly do that. But, you know, for a striker, you've got to take your chances. Tonight, George has had a couple of chances, he's not took them, but in training, I see him put them in the back of the net, so it doesn't worry me. I'm not overly concerned off the back of that. Just disappointed that on the night, when we've had so many opportunities, that we've let a game get away from us that we should have been comfortably out of sight in by 60, 70 minutes. But this is football. For me, I have to take it on the chin. It's disappointing. It's never nice to lose a game. But as I say, I thought there was more of a style there that I'm pleased with, and that I kind of see us using long term. You know, I think if you're gonna have any form of long term success, you need to have a clear way of how you're gonna go about things and how you're gonna create chances and how you're gonna score goals in a game. And tonight, I thought we saw signs of that. You know, lots to build on. We're not there yet. But for me, as I say, compared to Shrewsbury and Barnsley, I felt like we were a lot more in control of the game and I was a lot more relaxed on the touchline. So I'll take the positives from it. Yes, I'm disappointed by the result, but this happens in football when you don't take your chances.
Just obviously it's a lottery in the penalty shootout. Did you always know who your penalty takers would be and who would have been the fifth penalty taker?
To be honest with you, I leave it up to the lads. It's very difficult to kind of decide before a game who your five penalty takers are going to be. Some players, they just feel more confident during a game. Some players, they decide that through the course of the game, they're not in the right frame of mind to take a penalty. And I'll never knock anybody for stepping up and taking a penalty. It takes courage. They've done that tonight. I said to them before they took them, look, just step up and have belief in yourself, and you've got my full support regardless of what happens. So, you know, we've lost out on a penalty shootout. As you say, it is a little bit of a lottery. I'm looking more at the 90 minutes, and as I say, you know, the result yeah, it hurts, and it'll hurt when you get home and you have to go home and see the family. But this is football, you know. I'll take it on the chin because I saw a lot of positives in our play and lots of stuff that we can build on. Obviously, from the outside, they'll be looking that we've got beat on penalties by Macclesfield, but as I say, when you don't take your chances, it's a good lesson to the lads how important it is when you create those opportunities that you must take them. And tonight it's come back to bite us, but you know, on Saturday, if we create those sort of chances down at Southend, I'm confident that it'll be a different result.
Quickly on Luca Colville, great debut for him, bittersweet though with you know, the result in the end.
Yeah, you know, Luca's one of them that we've identified a lot of potential in. We like the look of him, left-footed, so he gives us balance. He's got great ability. You know, I've got a lot of confidence in him going forward and a lot of belief, and I think he showed that tonight. I thought he was good. He got on the ball. He's always looking to be positive and bright, and he got a great goal, so he's certainly one that's come in. And the one thing that pleased me most about him was his hunger and his desire to play for the football club. He made it clear from minute one that he wasn't interested in money, and this was never about him securing himself a nice contract. He just wanted the opportunity to play for this club, and that backed up by the fact that he can play football and he's very good at playing football. He's got my full support, and I think there's a lot of potential there for us to build on and work with.
Yeah, disappointing night. Best way would be to bounce back on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the only way we can, you know. As I've said to the lads afterwards, you know, I feel a lot more relaxed stood here off the back of that, because I can see a lot of positives in how we're going to play going forward. Yeah, obviously, you take it on the chin, the result. It's not the result that we wanted. But I think there's a lot more to build on in that performance than I saw off the back of Shrewsbury and Barnsley. There was a lot longer spells of dominant play, but it's when you dominate in possession, you have to hurt teams. You have to get in opportunities to you have to get in areas and to create opportunities to score. And we've done that tonight. On another night, as I say, we might have won that game 4-5-0. We haven't, so we have to accept that we've been beaten. But you know, as I say, quickly dust ourselves down and we go down to Southend in a good frame of mind.
Okay, cruel enough football, isn't it? Thanks, Michael. Appreciate your honesty tonight. City crashing out on a penalty shooter. That was Michael Collins.